Civil liberties groups and members of Congress this week expressed strong opposition to expanding police powers in the fight against terrorism. Attorney General John Ashcroft says without tools such as expanded wiretapping authority, it'll be tough to stop terrorist attacks before they happen. Many in law enforcement agree, saying there are too many limits on their ability to gather intelligence. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Domestic surveillance. Those two words bring chills to people who lived through certain dark moments in this country's history. The anti-communist witch hunts of the 1950s or FBI spying on protest movements in the 1960s. University of Georgia law professor Locke Johnson reminds us that J. Edgar Hoover's FBI developed a massive surveillance system that got completely out of hand.
It went way beyond even illegal spying, which was bad enough. It went into the realm of covert action against American citizens, disrupting their lives, in fact trying to drive people out of this country just because they were dissenting against the war in Vietnam or were active in the civil rights movement.
Once these abuses were exposed, there were reforms. As a result, there are serious restrictions on intelligence gathering. The FBI now follows strict guidelines designed to prevent the Bureau from harassing citizens and non-citizens without probable cause to believe they are actually involved in criminal activity. Some former agents say those restrictions make it tough to track small, inconspicuous groups like the 19 people behind the New York and Washington attacks. Former agent Clint Van Zandt.
If you open certain type of investigations on individuals, you had 6 months where within that period you either had to show or suggest strongly that that person was involved in a criminal activity or you had to shut that case down. Many times 6 months when I was in the FBI was just not enough time to develop that information.
Others point to a basic conflict between the FBI's mission, fighting crime, and the goal of developing better intelligence to prevent terrorism. L. Paul Bremer chaired last year's congressionally appointed Commission on Terrorism. He says the FBI's need to keep evidence secret for trial makes it hard to share valuable intelligence.
Normal FBI approach to a crime is to collect evidence and then to protect that evidence so that it can be used in a subsequent court case. Well, that's good for putting people in jail, but sometimes that evidence is very useful as intelligence, as going back to analysts who can start to put a piece of a puzzle together, a phone call here or a piece of paper there.
Other analysts say that well-meaning reforms have kept different intelligence agencies from sharing information. The CIA is not allowed to work within U.S. borders. The FBI can work overseas but faces restrictions from host countries. Ruth Wedgwood teaches law at Johns Hopkins University and used to work in the Justice Department on FBI guidelines. She says the nature of terrorism means that domestic and foreign surveillance must be coordinated.
What you really need to do is to marry up the CIA's covert offshore capability with the FBI's onshore capability, because you have a conspiracy that's moving onshore, offshore every other day. To only be able to investigate one half of it is like playing blind man's buff.
Lack of coordination and turf battles between different agencies make it particularly hard to track organizations like Osama bin Laden's, which operate with limited contact between leaders overseas and the agents of terror in this country. The Bush administration has proposed legislative changes that will improve intelligence sharing, and the new Office of Homeland Security could be directed to coordinate these efforts. Civil liberties groups agree intelligence gathering must improve. Laura Murphy, director of the Washington Office of the American Civil Liberties Union, says she just wants to make sure that any proposals for expanded police powers are open to public scrutiny.
The proposals ought to be tied to the issues that are facing the American people and should not be put out writ large without scrutiny and applied without any kind of deliberative process going on in the Congress.
Murphy and others say investigators have not been able to show that legal restrictions are to blame for the intelligence failure that led to the recent attacks. That's why they say the onus should be on law enforcement to explain why they need more powers for surveillance. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.